Hello there, you're all very welcome to the Wagon Load of Monkeys with me, Graham Rice, here on Radio Catskill, an hour of British and Irish folk music, and this time I bring you news of the British and Irish Folk Album of the Year Awards for 2025. This is the first year of this brand new award, which is brought to you by Soundroots and Folk on Foot. Soundroots help the independent music sector to thrive and grow with special focus on folk roots and acoustic music. Soundroots provides career pathways into folk roots and acoustic music. They build audiences, advise on policy, support talent from diverse backgrounds, and encourage a more diverse workforce. That's soundroots.uk. Folk on Foot is the award-winning podcast hosted by Matthew Bannister, in which top folk and roots artists take a walk through a place that's special to them, and they talk about what's inspired them and play songs and tunes in their favourite places. We've featured a few times over the years, and you can find out more at folkonfoot.com. So Soundroots and Folk on Foot have come together to host the British and Irish Folk Album of the Year Awards for 2025. The 9-album shortlist has recently been announced, and we're going to hear a track, sometimes more than one track, from each one of the shortlisted albums, from England, Ireland, Scotland and Wales. And we'll also hear from Peggy Seeger on why she wanted her son Callum to get so much credit for his work as producer of her shortlisted album. Let's kick off in alphabetical order with Barry Kerr. Now, Barry Kerr is originally from the banks of Loch Ness in County Armagh in Northern Ireland. I've been there. It's a beautiful part of the world. And if you remember our Ireland as a teddy bear analogy, Loch Ness is positioned around the side of the teddy bear's head. Barry Kerr is a singer, plays bouzouki, flute and Irish pipes, and comes from a family of traditional musicians. He's also emerging as a songwriter. His album is called Curlew's Cry, and this track is 3,000 Rivers Deep.
Sunburn rises in the morning, greets the day as it is new. Soldier boy, he heeds no warning, off to war bold and true. A lover's heart, soft and tender, to a loss must surrender. Tears are flowing through our land, 3,000 rivers deep. Raven calls upon the mountain, fox is quiet in the glen. Loudly come the hounds of winter, followed by the fighting man. A mother sees into the future, brave sons without to live for. Tears are flowing through our land, 3,000 rivers deep. And the place of many whispered names, in song and story I come gather round and hear a lesson, all you men who rise and fight. From the ancient soil that bore you as you walk into the night. For a million years we have been grieving at the sight of young men leaving. Tears are flowing through our land, 3,000. Place of many whispered names, in song and story I am fain. For a million years we have been grieving at the sight of young men leaving. Tears are flowing through our land, 3,000 rivers deep.
through our land 3,000 lovers
deep. A track from the first of our shortlisted albums for the British and Irish Folk Album of the Year Award for 2025. We heard Barry Kerr. The album is Curlew's Cry. The track we heard was 3,000 Rivers Deep, with a little help from Kathy Jordan on harmonies. The shortlist for the British and Irish Folk Album of the Year Award was chosen by a jury of 12 of the great and the good of British and Irish folk music, including leading musicians, broadcasters, journalists and promoters. We're going to hear music from all the shortlisted albums today. The winner will be announced in March. I'll bring you news here on the Wagon Load when the time comes. Next up, from Wales. Now, I don't mean to be patronising, but I remember from when I lived in Pennsylvania that there are people who are uncertain as to where Wales actually is. Well, if you look at a map of the British Isles, Ireland's on the left on the west side, and across the water to the east from the teddy bear's bum, there's a piece of land with a bite taken out of it. That's Wales. Our next shortlisted artist is from there. The project, rather than the artist, is called Curnavin, and the album is called Shimley. The track we'll hear is Cornissel, all in Welsh. Cynefin, a word with no direct translation into English, is the musical brainchild of Welsh folk singer, researcher, grain grower, and cultural historian Owen Shears. The project, he says, is a musical petition, a stake in the ground for the diverse and the disappearing in our age of homogenization and mass amnesia. Grounded in years of research, collecting and absorbing the culture and traditions of his native Wales, it aims to provide a window into the past in addition to bringing present-day issues into sharp focus. Right then, next on the shortlist for the British and Irish Folk Album of the Year Awards for 2025 is from Zimbabwe. Edith Wiyutonga is an Afro-jazz and traditional music artist, bass guitarist, songwriter, actress and music teacher. To be quite honest, I'm not entirely sure how she qualifies for this British and Irish Folk Album of the Year Award. Zimbabwe used to be a British colony, but that can't be it. Anyway, let's hear Edith Wiyutonga with the title track from her shortlisted album, Varipazi.
Varipas.
Pass, but pass, but pass.
From Zimbabwe, a landlocked former British colony in the southeast of Africa known in its colonial days as Southern Rhodesia, so reveals a wagonload cabinet of curiosities, we heard Edith Wutonga with the title track of her shortlisted album, Varipazi. Next up, as we go A to Z through the acts shortlisted for the British and Irish Folk Album of the Year Award, we come to the Gigspanner Big Band. They're a collection of fine solo and collaborative musicians brought together in an exciting collective. I've seen them live two or three times, and they really are astonishing. From their shortlisted album Turnstone, let's hear Silver Dagger, and then Suffolk Miracle.
Thank you. stranger never was known than what I now shall treat upon. In Suffolk there did lately dwell a wealthy lord, he was known full well. Yes, there was a lord living in this town. He was a lord of high renown. He had a daughter, beauty bright, and the name he gave was his heart's delight.
Andrew Gigspan, a big band, are Peter Knight, who for many years was a fiddle player with Steel Eispan on the violin, Roger Flack on guitar, Sacha Trochet on drums, Hannah Martin on violin, banjo and tenor guitar, Philip Henry on dobro and harmonica, and John Spears on the melodeon. From their shortlisted album Turnstone, and a turnstone is a small speckled brown shorebird, we heard Silver Dagger, and then Suffolk Miracle. Right, after the break here on the Waggler of Monkeys with me, Graham Rice, on Radio Scatsill, we're halfway through our special British and Irish Folk Album of the Year Awards shortlist for 2025. We'll return in a moment with Grace Stewart Skinner.
Hi there, I'm Angela Page. I do a show called Folk Plus, and I do it right before Graham's Wagon Load of Monkeys. So if you're listening now, you're probably a folk fan. And if you want to hear clever lyrics, memorable melodies, all wound around one theme, check out my show Folk Plus, 2 o'clock on Sundays.
Mention of the Turnstones just now reminds me that there are quite a few songs about birds that I couldn't quite squeeze in the last time we covered songs about birds a few years ago. So, next time on the Waggerload of Monkeys with me, Graham Rice, here on Radio Catskill, we'll hear songs about birds and take a look at one or two that left Britain and ended up settling in North America. So, please join me for songs about birds on Sunday afternoon at 3. Right, next up, as we run through all 9 albums shortlisted for the 2025 British and Irish Folk Album of the Year Award, we come to Scotland and Grace Stewart Skinner. The album is called Ockie's Speakin' Ockie. This is Dad's Poem.
I don't know what you have in a title, I don't know what you call it, but it's basically about the change in the village. So, there's no yelly in the pier. As stringers were ever mock-a-loosed, with scales I shall do a kissick. The memories of the scoffies I blow the briggies gone. The pitch-block sheds that house the 10 scores and rig nets are a law, along with the yarns of the men that Dr. Kissick couldn't even cure, but still went to sea in their minds. No one looks at for the palex getting washed with the flood tide or the moths showing appearance in the channel. There's no a cheelicky or a demicky that would ken it to dee wee a fry. Or stones as her boat by his side while he's mixed ready the silver harvest for the table. There's hardly a soul that minds a sprout bog dry in the high road fences, draped like bunting for the crownie and the Hellion Queen, or the thick block stains that mark the spot where the net where the barking was done. It's all gone, but still we use the name Ockie with pride. Though the bars of the station and the harbour would fare fewn for the company of those now passed, and the yarns passed down to those eager to listen, the dignity of the family name still remains. The spirit and values of a time now passed are carried in new blood, and new names that will in time add to the stories. Be it for the varnished hunters in the pier, or the lilt of the voices in the closes, Ach will always remain true in the hearts of the Cheelics it came from. Thank you.
Now, one thing we're not getting at these inaugural awards is nine singer-songwriters strumming guitars. There's a great variety of music and styles, and much of it firmly rooted in the tradition, sometimes at a very local level. The track we just heard was Dad's Poem. The album is Oki's Speaking Oki, from harpist Grace Stewart Skinner, and it focuses on her aim to preserve her local Scots dialect. Next up, from Belfast in Northern Ireland, let's hear Joshua Burnside from his album Teeth of Time. This is Marching Round the Ladies.
March around the ladies, march around the shore, march around the ladies as you've done before. In and out of windows, in and out the door, in and out of windows as you've done before. Stand and face your lover, stand and face the shore, stand and face your lover as you've done before. Whisper in the garden, whisper on the road, whisper in the garden where the elderberry grows. Write to him in Paris, write to him in France, write to him in Paris where the ladies learn to dance. Follow him up to Glasgow, follow him up the shore, follow him up to Glasgow where they drink till three or four. Chase him back to Belfast, chase him out the door, chase him back to Belfast as you have done before. In and out of windows, in and out the door, in and out of windows as you've done before. Marching up the Shankill, marching up the falls, doesn't matter where you're from, the Tories fuck us all. Bring me wine and porter, send me off to bed. Bring me wine and porter for the noise inside me head. Stand and kiss your lover, stand and kiss the shore, stand and kiss your lover as you have done before. Whisper in the garden, whisper on the road, whisper in the garden where the elderberry grows.
From his shortlisted album Teeth of Time, we heard Joshua Burnside with Marching Round the Ladies. His music covers an eclectic range of influences, including Irish folk and Scottish folk rock, Americana, world music, sound collage and electronica. Teeth of Time from Joshua Burnside. Now the next name will be familiar on both sides of the Atlantic, Seeger, in this case Peggy Seeger. To put her in the family context, Mike Seeger was her brother, while Pete Seeger was her half-brother. She released her first album in 1954, called Courting and Complaining Songs, and her most recent, from last year, is called Teleology. Here she is, talking to Matthew Bannister of the Folk on Foot podcast, in particular on the role of her son, Callum McColl, who produced the album.
And I'm delighted that I'm joined by Peggy and by her son, Callum McColl. Welcome and congratulations on your nomination.
Thank you very, very much.
I know, Peggy, you wanted Callum to join us for a very particular reason. Can you explain that?
Well, I think too often the artist gets credit for things that other people did. And there have been a number of comments in reviews of this album where they've said the production was brilliant. One of the adjectives that was over and over, even by some people who don't normally give those kind of reviews, like friends and things, they said that this album sounded spacious. It gave you time and space in which to listen. You weren't rushing from one to the next. And the ambience and the background, a lot of it, I probably shouldn't say this, Callum instigated independently, knowing that I would like it.
I mean, so he took it away and then did some work on it and then brought it back to you.
Oh, yes, but I liked everything he did, going from Driftwood into No Place Like Home, where you go from a seascape with gulls into a traffic that's all about people sitting on the road and homeless and all that. And I almost didn't realize that we were on the high street with the traffic. I thought we were still at the seaside, Driftwood. And Callum, he did that all on, but then his ability to do these things has always stunned me.
Home, homeland, a place where we belong. We had life there, now it's gone. We were born where we lived and died. Now we're driftwood, caught in the tide. Homeland, a home, the only place we'd ever known. Far away now, all that went before. Now we're driftwood on a foreign shore. Strangers in a strange land, hoping for a helping hand. Is that hard to understand? Is that hard to understand? We want to work, we want to stay. We're welcomed or we're turned away. At night I dream I'm not alone. Not driftwood, a person, flesh and blood and bone. Strangers in a strange land, hoping for a helping hand. It's not hard to understand. It's not hard to understand. Home, homeland, a place where we belong. We had a life there, now it's gone. We were born where we lived and died. Now we're driftwood, caught in the tide. Now we're driftwood, caught in the tide. Driftwood, driftwood, driftwood.
D
day by day you pass me by.
No place like home.
See me, but don't meet my eye.
No place like home.
Everywhere, but seldom seen.
No place like home.
Citizens of every street.
No place like home.
My job went east, my life went west. Every day's another test to find another place to rest. There is no place like home. Can you spare some change for this broken place? This aching body, weathered face. A word, a smile from anyone. Compassion is a mother tongue. A sleeping bag on common ground.
No place like home.
Living with the lost and found.
No place like home.
No human touch, no cooking pot.
No place like home.
Learn to live with what you got.
No place like home.
A mother's arms, a child's caress. I don't need much, but I live with less. It's been so long that I forget what feels like home. No matter where we're bound or where we're from, you or me or anyone, compassion is a mother tongue. Compassion is a mother tongue. Day by day you pass me by.
No place like home.
See me, but don't meet my eye.
No place like home.
Everywhere, but seldom seen.
No place like home.
Citizens of every street.
No place like home.
No
place like home. No place like home.
That's Driftwood. And then No Place Like Home from the album Teleology from singer and songwriter Peggy Seeger and her son, producer Callum McColl. Shortlisted for the 2025 British and Irish Folk Album of the Year Awards, Peggy Seeger is 90 years old and still an inspiration to us all. And what is teleology exactly? Peggy says that it's the philosophical concept that events happen for a specific purpose or goal, reflecting her life's journey towards her present moment of celebrating love, loss, and activism. Wow, the Wagonload Cabinet of Curiosities is working overtime today to provide you with background information. Now, two-thirds of the trio that make up Poor Creature are also part of Lancome. That would be Cormac McDermott on fiddle, cello, viola, and accordion, and John Dermody on the drums, with the trio completed by Ruth Clinton. They're described as a trip-hop trio. The album takes mainly traditional music and turns it on its head. Sounds good to me. The album is all smiles tonight. We'll hear The Whole Town Knows.
Can you say to my limbs to foolish eyes?
Another shortlisted for the 2025 British and Irish Folk Album of the Year Award. That was Poor Creature with The Whole Town Knows. The album is called All Smiles Tonight. Finally, Spafford Campbell. Another name that would be new to many people, but their album was described in Songlines magazine as a masterpiece. England's finest and most innovative instrumental duo, and there's some tight competition. The album is called Tomorrow Held. This track is called McGill. Our final choice from the 9 albums shortlisted for the 2025 British and Irish Folk Album of the Year Award. The album is called Tomorrow Held. The track is McGill. And Spafford Campbell are fiddle player Owen Spafford and guitarist Lewis Campbell, who first started playing together as teenagers in the National Youth Folk Ensemble when Sam Sweeney of Bellahead was its director. So that's music from all 9 albums shortlisted for the British and Irish Folk Album of the Year Award for 2025. The winner will be announced in March, and the Waggle of Monkeys will bring you the news. So, thanks for joining me today for an unexpected choice of most extraordinary music that reveals the rich and varied approaches to folk music all across the British Isles. All shortlisted for the British and Irish Folk Album of the Year Award for 2025. And what have they got in common? And what they have in common is the bringing together of traditional songs and styles and instrumentation with contemporary imagination and technology. Who will win? All will be revealed in March. So next time on the Waggle of Monkeys with me, Graham Rice, here on Radio Catskill, I'll try again to bring you less talk and more music. Maybe I'll even succeed. Please take your inspiration from Peggy Seeger, Drive Like a Jackass, and please stay tuned for City Arts and the Lectures. Bye now.
Support for Radio Catskill comes from Van Gorder's Furniture, featuring Lodge and Adirondack styles, as well as rustic collections. With showrooms in Lake Wallenpaupack, downtown Honesdale, and Milford, PA, Van Gorder's Furniture brings the outdoors inside. More at vangorders.com. From the Community Foundation of Orange and Sullivan, a publicly supported philanthropic institution, CFOSNY.org. And from listeners like you, who donate at WJFFradio.org.
This is Radio Catskill. A winter storm warning is in effect for our listening area, and a major snowstorm is underway. Heavy snow until midnight tonight, light to moderate periods of snow possible through the day tomorrow. 16 to 20 inches of snow possible altogether, 2 feet or more in higher elevations. Roads are messy and dangerous, and Ulster County has issued a travel ban until noon tomorrow, meaning only emergency vehicles and essential personnel can be on the roads. This is Radio Catskill.
This week on Selected Shorts, we're on the couch, fictionally speaking, with stories that explore the power and perils of therapy. I'm Meg Wolitzer. Join me, and I promise not to ask you about your mother.
Selected Shorts, Sunday night at 7 on Radio Catskill.
WJFF Jeffersonville, streaming online at WJFFradio.org. This is Radio Catskill, local news, culture, and NPR.